Drive Time Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Drill to right field. That ball is hit well. It's to the wall, and it is gone. Jamer Candelario has his first Tigers home run. He showed some pop in the minor leagues, and that's his first big league home run with the Tigers. Jamer gets one back.
This 106.5 The Ticket Sports Exclusive is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik Jr. at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Rowe does over the middle.
There you go!
Joe McQuinn, right side, to the house. Count it down with me, folks. 10-5, end zone, touchdown, Detroit Lions. Oh, that is big. How about 2-7, patrolling center field like a safety should.
Get ready. It's now drive time.
Barrett gets the snap, hands it to Weber. Weber sweeping left side of the Rutgers 45 to the 40, 35, 30, down the sideline. Weber to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone goes Mike Weber with a 46-yard touchdown run to increase Ohio State's lead by 6 more.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocks the shot, and Gretzky in 3-0. Los Angeles, Wayne Gretzky gets the goal.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it! DeMarco! 15 feet, 4 inches, center of cup, President's Cup to the United States.
Freddie, how are you? Another edition of Drive Time. Glad to have you on board, everybody. As always, this show driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik, up at the Monroe Superstore, where the Santa specials continue up there. My favorite, the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Crew Cab 4x4, $148 a month. Got to tell you, it's been a while, but one of my favorite places to broadcast this time of the year has been at La Casa de la Habana over on Monroe Street. Great cigars, great gift ideas. You've heard the commercials the last 2 weeks or so. Scott sent that information over. So, again, if you're out and about between now and Christmas, for the cigar lover in your family, I'm looking at a huge display of gifts, fine quality cigars, and much more. Also, two locations in this area to serve you. Of course, as always, over at Port Royal on Secor Road. So, again, we'll be talking cigars and sports for the next hour or so. Coming up at 5:15 tonight, Tim May, Columbus Dispatch. Buckeyes had their recruiting class yesterday. Of course, they are getting ready for the USC game, the Cotton Bowl. Found this out today. The Ohio State Buckeyes have lost 7 consecutive games to USC. Ohio State is a favorite in that game. That's coming up on Friday the 29th. And also at 5:35 tonight, we are going to be getting a live report from Mobile, Alabama. Brian Buckey will join us down in Mobile, where, again, the University of Toledo Rockets, Friday the 29th, will be taking on, again, Appalachian State. Again, glad to have you on board, everybody. Bowl game tonight, by the way, Temple taking on Florida International University. 40 bowl games, I counted. Tonight is the ninth of 40. That includes the national championship game as well. Cavaliers in action tonight against the Bulls. And again, my name is Mike Miller, and this show is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. All of our guests appear courtesy of the Vito's Pizza phone line. You know, Appalachian State last year beat the Rockets by 3. So this is kind of a revenge game for the University of Toledo Rockets. And, you know, I had to laugh a little bit. And I guess this is nothing against Dollar General or their retail locations and outlets, but everybody knows what it is. It's a dollar store. Now, all of a sudden, you put your name on a bowl, the Dollar General Bowl. I think it does take a little bit of the importance away in a very unintentional way. But the Rockets and the Dollar General Bowl with their coach now, of course, Jason Candle in the fold through 2023. Dave Briggs nailed it. If he's around here to 2023 making $1.1 million a year, something went drastically wrong. As coaches that are doing very well in the MAC now, of course, are leaving. Matt Campbell now at Iowa State is a prime example of that one as well. But I thought Dave Briggs in his best line in his article today on Jason Candle was, hey, he makes double what the president makes at the University of Toledo. Well, some of the things we read about the University of Toledo and the Blade this year, Jason Candle had a better year. So, again, Rockets preparing for this game on Saturday against Appalachian State, 5:35 tonight. Brian Buckey will join us again from Mobile, Alabama, 5:15. Tim May, Columbus Dispatch. Ohio State lost a quarterback yesterday. They picked up a quarterback, recruiting pretty good. Ranked number 2 in all the country for Urban Meyer and his staff as well. I want to go back to the studios over on Arlington Avenue, ESPN 106.5, The Ticket. Jim, what's on the agenda as we move through the week here? I have the play-by-play man of Appalachian State on the show tomorrow night.
Nice.
We'll be down at bar 145. Anything you want to touch on before we break and go to Tim May?
Well, the first and foremost, because of an earlier scheduling thing with some college and high school basketball, a special Bowling Green basketball game, usually they're on Talk Radio 100.7. Tonight we'll have it right here on 106.5 at 6:30. They're at Green Bay. Michigan basketball, 98.3 coming up at 8:30 later on tonight. And then for the football and stuff you mentioned coming up for the weekend, basically we're going to have both of the Saturday games, Indianapolis at Baltimore, Minnesota at Green Bay, starting at 4 here on the Ticket. That'll be after Ohio State takes on North Carolina and some college basketball. Sunday you got the Lions here on the Ticket at 11. Then the afternoon doubleheader Sunday, Atlanta, New Orleans, Jacksonville, San Francisco starts at 12:30, 100.7. And then, obviously, Christmas Day, we won't have an extravaganza, we won't have drive time, but we're going to have a whole bunch of fun things. First, the NBA ESPN Radio doubleheader, Cavs-Warriors, Wizards-Celtics starting at 2:30. After the basketball, Oakland at Philly for NFL here on the Ticket. Pittsburgh at Houston about 4 o'clock. That'll be on 100.7. So we got a lot of basketball, a lot of football coming up for you over the course of this weekend and through Christmas Day itself on Monday.
Good stuff, Jim, as always. Great job with the schedule here on Toledo Sports Leader, ESPN 106.5. The Ticket, again, special thanks to Kyle Rahal and our good friend Scott here at La Casa de Habana. Great gift ideas, everybody. Stop on over. Large walk-in humidor, large selection of boutique blends, 3 lounges, TV in every room, by the way, only cigar bar in Toledo, with a large scotch and bourbon selection. Comfortable yet sophisticated upscale atmosphere. Don't forget about our good friends, too, over at Port Royal Cigars on Secor Road. All right, everybody, Tim May, Columbus Dispatch, longtime writer for the Ohio State Buckeyes right around the corner. This is Drive Time, driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik.
No sports leader, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, I'm over at Monroe Street. Glad to have you on board. Gift ideas for the cigar smokers and your family. Get on over to La Casa de la Habana, Monroe Street. Thanks for the hospitality, Kyle Rahal and Scott and everybody else. Port Royal over on Secor Roads as well. So it's great to be out and about here at Monroe Street in the Christmas season. Again, cigar lover in your family, La Casa de la Habana. Thanks to Kyle and Scott for their hospitality. Hey, we're going to get a live report at 5:35 tonight from Mobile, Alabama, where the University of Toledo Rockets will be taking on Appalachian State. Second year in a row, those two teams are getting together. Appalachian State won it last year, 31-28. They play on Saturday. Live report coming up at 5:35. A little insight. I know the Rockets practice today. We'll see what we can find out. Tim May joins us here now on Drive Time, driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. We are a network station of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Hello, Tim. How are you?
Good, Mike. How you doing, man?
Very, very good, as always. Thank you for taking the time. Hey, listen, I don't want to go down each player individually. It's way too early for that. But, of course, I did read about all the recruits that have committed now to the Ohio State Buckeyes, and hopefully the majority of those guys enjoy great careers with the Buckeyes, including a Toledo kid, Dallas Gant, out of St. John's. Tell me a little bit, just an overview, a thumbnail sketch of your take on the Buckeyes and what they grabbed yesterday and future Ohio State Buckeye players, with a little emphasis, please, sir, on Dallas Gant.
Well, number one, Dallas Gant's one of those 3 linebackers they really like. I mean, Ohio State pretty much zeroes in on guys that they think can help them from the get-go, especially at the linebacker spot. And, he's a kid that can run, loves to hit, you know, all this stupid stuff you can think of that a linebacker likes to do in his life. And you know, he's one of three linebackers they signed, but everybody down there, you know, everybody around here is high on him. I have been for a while, as a matter of fact. So, you know, I think you'd have a good chance of seeing him play on special teams next year, which is always the rite of passage for anybody that wants to rise up and be a starter down the road. You know, it's where Tuff Borland shone to begin with, Chris Worley, any linebacker you can think of who's played, even Raekwon McMillan back then. You know, he had to prove himself on special teams before he got, you know, he played a lot, obviously, in the middle as a freshman on that national championship team in 2014. But, you know, I would think you're going to see a lot of Dallas Gant next year, kickoff coverage, punt coverage, things like that, and then we'll see if he can work his way up. But, you know, past that, I mean, the real highlight of this class is what they got on the defensive tackle spot. That was a place where they've really been robbing Peter to play Paul the last several years. As good as their defensive front is, has been this year, you know, if you look at it across the board, most of the regulars in the defensive tackle area, or several of them, were defensive ends coming in. Tracy Sprinkle, Draymond Jones, just to name a few. They threw, you know, some of the other defensive end guys down in there, like Nick Bosa, Jalen Holmes, on the, you know, pass rush situations and things like that. But, you know, this year, I mean, they got Antoine Jackson, a guy that they coveted 2 years ago, one of those guys who kind of thumbed his nose at Ohio State a couple of years ago when he signed with Auburn. Well, he only lasted a year at Auburn and went to Blinn Junior College to reset because he didn't like kind of what was going on with him at Auburn. And now all of a sudden he's at Ohio State, part of this class, a junior college transfer. And Tommy Togiai, a guy they really like out of Pocatello, Idaho, the first player that's been known to sign with Ohio State out of the state of Idaho ever. they really like him. And so they feel like they got three defensive tackles that can maybe help them right away. I mean, I know Urban Meyer really likes them a lot. And, you know, and then past that, what they're lacking, they had a big-time five-star defensive end recruit committed up until 3 weeks ago, a kid named Brenton Cox out of Stockbridge, Georgia. But he got cold feet about coming north and decided to reopen his recruiting. He ended up signing with Georgia yesterday, along with a slew of others, that all of a sudden vaulted Georgia to number one in the national recruiting rankings, according to the 247 Sports Composite. But they really didn't fill that spot. They signed a kid from Pickerington North by the name of Alex Williams, who's a 6'6", 6'7", 250-pound youngster who Urban Meyer said yesterday indicated he could be a tight end as soon as he could be a defensive end. So they're still in the market for a couple of defensive ends, not the least of which would be Tariq Smith out of Cleveland Heights, Ohio. They really like him a lot, and there's a really good shot he ends up in this class eventually. You know, that's the thing about it is it seemed like yesterday was signing day, but that's my story for tomorrow, is it's almost over, but not quite, because obviously there's a February date coming, the regular day, and they hope to get at least one. They'd like to get at least two more or two defensive ends out of that. Jason Oway is a kid out of New Jersey, Blairstown, New Jersey, that they'd like to add to that spot. It's down to, for him, it's down to Ohio State or Penn State. But that's not really what you asked me. You asked me what were the highlights, you know, and, you know, really look at the highlights. They got three running backs they really like. They're all three different. Master Teague III out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Blackman High School there. Boy, he's a really fast rising guy. The reason he wasn't rated any higher is because he basically stayed away from most of the camps the last couple of years, but a speedster who can break tackles and take it to the house. And, Brad Snead, a guy who was the first guy to commit to this class, you know, a lot of people wondered whether he would fall to the wayside. He's from Sefner, Florida, Armwood High School down there. But he really came on the last two seasons. He basically committed to Ohio State before his junior season and just got better and better as the last few years went on. And then they've got a guy who's a prime hybrid back, a candidate, Jalen Gill, from right here in the Columbus area, Westerville South High School, speedster. Missed most of his junior year because of a broken leg, but came back. He was a superstar at the at the opening, the Nike, you know, function out there where they, it's an invitation only, exercise or camp for, the elite prospects in the country. He was a superstar out there back in July and played for a, you know, kind of a team that was rebuilding, in Westboro South, but they really like him a lot. And then they got what most people consider to be the number one tight end prospect in the country, Jeremy Ruckert from Lindenhurst, New York, out there on Long Island. Well, you watch his video, it's ridiculous. I mean, he really is something they haven't had, which is a true, field stretching, great route running tight end. They haven't had that in a long time, almost as long as I've been covering this team. So there's a guy to keep an eye on in the fall. And, you know, retrogressing, I think when I was talking about the defensive tackles, I left out Teron Vincent, who's the son of Troy Vincent, you might remember was an All-American at Wisconsin, and now works in the NFL, but lifetime Pro Bowler. Well, his son grew to be a lot bigger, but he's got the same, almost the same kind of genes as far as speed goes and his tenaciousness, and he's considered on the 247 Sports Composite the number one overall defensive tackle prospect in the country. He played at IMG Academy. You know, I know you're familiar with that down in Bradenton, Florida. And, but hey, boy, there's a guy that could play immediately also. So those are just, some of the guys. I know I left out some that, somebody listening is going, wait, how come he didn't name that guy? Well, you know, throw it out there and I'll talk about it.
No, good stuff, Tim. That's a great, thumbnail. Sketch and maybe a little bit more, the number two ranked class in all the college football. Hey, what's going on as Tim May joins us here in the Vito's Pizza phone line, ingredients you can trust. My name's Mike Miller coming to you tonight from La Casa de la Habana. Great gift ideas over here for the cigar smoker and your family. Thanks for their hospitality tonight, Kyle Ray Hall and Scott as well. What's the itinerary for the Buckeyes? Of course, they play in the 29th. Friday, which I don't like. I'm traveling, by the way, to do a hockey game. I was hoping they were going to play on the first, even though the Cotton Bowl, very, you know, prestigious with Ohio State being ranked number 5 and USC number 8. Are they practicing now in Columbus? When do they leave? I'm going to get nosy. When do you leave? Tell me a little bit about leading up to this matchup.
Now, the team had its last practice here on, I think it was Tuesday, the 19th, and they will convene in Dallas on the 23rd and really start practice. So I'm sure they'll get something in on the 23rd, but start practice on the 24th again, the Christmas Eve. And I'm not going. I was my wife denied my travel request for going before Christmas, so I'll be going the night of Christmas, but which really doesn't matter because you don't really get to talk to anybody till the next day anyway, the 26th. And I hope my connection works through Chicago, fingers crossed, you know, but eyes crossed probably too, but the bottom line is, I mean, it's a weird, kind of a weird date when you think about it, but in the holidays, you know, I've kind of been blessed through the years for the most part that Ohio State always played in and around the New Year's area, so really, I don't think I've ever missed a Christmas at home. Or if I did, it was before my kids were born. But bottom line is, this is kind of a weird time. And what makes it weird is, you know, the bowl games are the inventory, what they call the inventory of the major networks, particularly Fox and or ESPN. You know, and so they've got obviously the Cotton Bowl is being played on the 29th, so it has kind of an exclusive night that night, prime time. You know, and on top of that, you're putting Ohio State, which is probably the number one draw right now from a college football television standpoint. If you look at the ratings from this past year of just generally getting a huge, crowd because Ohio State's got so much alumni across the country. Plus they play an exciting brand of football, but Ohio State, USC, a classic matchup. You know, the last time these guys played was, I'm trying to remember the year, but 2009 in Ohio Stadium.
Yeah.
And, Ohio State has not beaten USC since the, 74 Rose Bowl or 74 season, 75 Rose Bowl, but I think they've lost like 7 straight to them, including in the 80, 84 Rose Bowl, the first 84 season, the Rose Bowl that year. First year I was covering Ohio State football. And then I think they've lost to them, four times since then in the regular season. Some on and off again, home and home series. But bottom line is it's a classic series. It goes back a long ways, mostly in the Rose Bowl. And I think they think that's going to draw a pretty good crowd. I guess we'll see.
I guess we will, and you're right. I looked up the series today. You're right on that. Ohio State's lost 7 consecutive games to USC. I guess the one matchup, Tim May and our Vito's Pizza phone line that I'm looking at is, of course, Nick Bosa against the quarterback of USC,
Sam Darnold.
Darnold. And, wow, that's you got a guy that can really throw the ball, and you got a defensive end that might be all over him.
Well, not just one. I mean, Tyquan Lewis will be playing his last game. There's a good chance Sam Hubbard will be playing his last game. He might leave. Good chance he's going to leave early for the NFL. And, of course, Jalen Holmes. I mean, you know, they're 4 top defensive ends who have rotated in all year and have played at times, if you're paying attention, they've played sometimes all on the field at the same time in pass rush situations. Yeah, that's kind of the classic matchup. And, Darnold, you know, the other thing that, you know, the classic comparison is Darnold versus JT Barrett from the standpoint of both these guys were considered in preseason to be pretty strong Heisman candidates. Darnold, you know, I think in some places was considered to be the favorite coming off that great game he had against Penn State in the Rose Bowl last year. And then, of course, they both had some disappointing moments in their season that put them in the second tier of the Heisman Trophy consideration. But it'll be the last game for JT Barrett for sure, who holds almost every major record you can set in Ohio State football history. I'm doing a story on that for our Sunday paper this week. And then Darnold, who some people think if he leaves, decides to leave early, could be the number one pick in the draft next year. And we all know who's going to have that pick. right down the lake from you right there, Mike. You could probably canoe there tonight. But, the bottom line is, those are some really interesting things to keep your eye on. You know, I mean, there are some big time prospects playing in this game. I mean, you know, and Ron Jones the third, or is it second? Ron Jones the second, whatever he is, the running back for Southern Cal. Just don't call him late for the handoff. I mean, he's had a tremendous season, and of course, you got Ohio State's freshman J.K. Dobbins, who's had a tremendous year also, and then of course Mike Weber, who had an unfortunate fumble in the Michigan game, or the Wisconsin game, but I think he'll be probably back in good graces with the coaches for, you know, there's some speculation this could be his last game because there's going to be a corral full of our running backs at Ohio State next year based on this signing class. So, you know, there are all kinds of things to watch in this game.
No, there isn't. Tim, hey, listen, Merry Christmas to you. Travel safe. We'll be reading. Thanks for an update on all the stories that you're going to be doing over the next couple of days. I will be reading, sir. Appreciate you coming on as always. And we'll circle back maybe if I can get a hold of you on the 29th, earlier the 28th. Who knows? We might be able to do something then. But thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Hey, Mike, I'll have time to kill on the 29th, so you feel free to call me. And between now and then, man, keep your stick on the ice.
We'll do that, no doubt about it. Tim May, I don't know if anybody's any better at Ohio State football than Tim May. I asked him 2 questions. He gave me the lifetime history of everything, every recruit, what's going on in this game. Special to have him on. Again, Tim May, Columbus Dispatch. He'll be covering the Buckeyes, of course, in the Cotton Bowl in Arlington. We'll have that game right here, of course, on ESPN 106.5. The Ticket. Tonight I'm coming to you from La Casa de La Habana. Thanks to the hospitality of Scott and Kyle Rahal for all you folks like me wondering what to do for a last-minute gift item. If you're looking for somebody that loves cigars, come on in or get down to Port Royal on Secor Road. You know, large walk-in humidor here, great boutique, blends, by the way. Cigar bar here in Toledo with a large scotch and bourbon selection. How about Port Royal Cigars? Large selection of pipe, pipe accessories, pipe tobacco, and more. Another cigar lounge down there. Great gift ideas, Port Royal and La Casa de La Habana. TAS Electronics update right around the corner. Little traffic, little sports, little weather. Traffic, of course, is brought to you by SuperFitnessToledo.com. Update brought to you by TAS Electronics. $129 right now. Remote car starters, another great gift idea. Back with Brian Buckey from Mobile, Alabama, where the Rockets take on Appalachian State on Saturday. This is Drive Time, driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik.
Quit banging your head on that steering wheel and turn up the dial. It's Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back, as always, to La Casa de La Habana Cigars on Monroe Street. Again, thanks to Kyle and Scott for their hospitality. Gift items for the cigar smoker in your family. Come on over and see us. Of course, Christmas right around the corner. Talk to Ohio State football with Tim May. First half hour of the show tonight. Of course, the Buckeyes, number 5, taking on number 8, USC. That is in the Cotton Bowl. 1 week from tomorrow, the 29th. Coming up on Saturday, the University of Toledo Rockets taking on Appalachian State. That, of course, down in the Dollar General Bowl in Mobile. The Rockets are a 7-point favorite in that game. Joining us now, Toledo Blade, University of Toledo beat writer, Brian Buckey. Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. How you doing?
Very good. Thank you for taking the time. As always, I know there was practice today. I talked to Paul Helgren a little bit. Anything that came? Well, I guess the first question is, I'm guessing closed to the public and the writers?
Yes, today's practice was closed to the writers. We'll be able to talk to some players on the data tour of a battleship this afternoon. So we'll be able to grab some players then. But, yes, the practice today was closed to the media, and it will be tomorrow as well.
Well, let's do it this way. Anything that you noticed or talked to or with anybody down there, what did you take away from today, if anything? And just give us a little inside view of the Mobile, the Alabama, and the Dollar General Bowl and the Rockets preparation.
I think they're trying to kind of stick with the practice routine that they've kind of kept throughout this season, practicing in the mornings, getting that done, and kind of getting used to a little bit more of the heat here in Mobile. I know they're trying to stay hydrated as much as possible, but I don't think they're trying to do anything out of the norm practice-wise and in preparation for Appalachian State. They played Appalachian State last year, of course, in the bowl game, in the Camellia Bowl, so they're familiar with kind of the program, and Coach Jason Candle and Scott Satterfield are friends from back when Satterfield was assistant coach at UT for a year, I believe in 2009.
Well, that's a pretty good connection and an update there and some interesting facts as well. You know, you mentioned the game last year, and Appalachian State wins it 31-28. Hey, before I get to that, you mentioned getting used to the heat. Tell me a little bit about that, if you can, and temperatures today. Now, listen, I didn't bring you on, Brian, to be a weatherman, but what are we looking at down there for heat and humidity?
Today it was probably about 65 for most of the day, somewhere around there. So it's not too hot. It's not unbearable, but it's definitely obviously a difference from the weather in Toledo right now. So they're kind of getting used to that. I don't think that humidity is too bad, but still trying to stay hydrated and just kind of keep ahead of the curve in that regard.
How much did last year's game and conversations between the University of Toledo's MAC championship and their win, of course, over Akron, and from what you've been able to gather, listen, I know coaches never say this is about revenge, but you mentioned the connections here and the coaching staffs and the familiarity between these two teams. How much has that come up trying to avenge last year's 3-point loss?
Yeah, I think the coaches and players, like you said, don't really talk about that. But I think definitely probably in the mind of, you know, some of the seniors and the upperclassmen who kind of had a big role in last year's game. It was a disappointing loss for Toledo last year. A late field goal by Jameson Vest went wide, and they fell by 3 points. So it's definitely a disappointment from last year. But there's both teams are different teams this year, and I think Toledo will be looking for revenge, but this is, you know, a whole new season for them, and they said last year will have no real bearing on what happens this year.
Brian Bunke joins us here on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust, coming to you tonight from La Casa de Alabana over on Monroe Street. Remember, for the cigar smoker in your family, come on over. Great gift ideas. Boy, I got to tell you, it's great, just a great smell in here. Rich wood, scotch, just a great lounge in the back. Just a great atmosphere as well. Again, Brian Bunke joins us from Mobile, Alabama. Looking at the numbers today, Brian, holy smokes, are we going to see 1,000 yards in this game? Listen, I don't want to say neither team can play defense, but both these programs built offensively, and it looks like an entertaining matchup, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, for sure. Everyone in the area is kind of familiar with, you know, Toledo's offense with, you know, Logan Woodside in the passing game and Terry Swanson in the running game. And Appalachian State has, you know, some great skill players on offense as well. Their quarterback, Taylor Lamb, is a senior now. He had a pretty good game last year against Toledo, and he's having a great year this year again, and he's kind of a dual threat. So he can rack up the running yards, but he's also a good passer. And they have a good running back, Jalen Moore, who split time last year, but kind of the go-to guy this year. So they want to run the ball kind of just like Toledo does, kind of set up the pass. And like you said, should be a good offensive showing for sure.
What do you got on the agenda for tomorrow? We'll be reading, Brian.
Tomorrow there will be – I have an article on that the seniors kind of wanted to go out in style, so that will be in the paper. And then there's a mayor's luncheon tomorrow morning that I'll be going to, and – just kind of a pregame press conference leading up to the game on Saturday.
Good stuff, Brian. Listen, great hearing your voice. Thanks for coming on. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you. Appreciate your contribution to the show as always. Thanks for the live report from Mobile, Alabama, site of the Dollar General Bowl. Somewhere down the road, we'll talk again. Thanks, Brian.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me, Mike.
And that's Brian Bunke, Toledo Blade beat writer. He's down in Mobile, Alabama, as the Rockets getting ready to play Appalachian State. Back with some more comments to close it out here from La Casa de la Habana. Scott right around the corner after this.
More of the best in local sports talk. It's Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to La Casa de la Habana. Glad to have you on board. Winding down another show. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. Glad to have you on board. Thanks again to Kyle Rayall for the hospitality. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket, home of the Buckeyes. We talked Buckeyes tonight. We talked a little University of Toledo football as well. They're taking on Appalachian State Saturday, of course, down in the Dollar General Bowl. Well, you know, you heard the commercials over the last month, and the guy that set me up with the information, of course, his name is Scott. He's here at Casa de la Habana, and thanks for your hospitality today, Scott, and for everybody. Listen, I know there's a lot of people out and about, and for everybody driving around, for the cigar lover and your family or your friends that enjoy great quality cigars, tell them why they should stop over.
Well, we have a wonderful selection of gift sets, you know, quick, easy gift ideas for you. Walking humidor, we have a large selection of cigars. I can put together pretty much anything you would like. Humidors, cutters, lighters, whatever you like. We have a full selection of it. And when you women are shopping, send your husbands over here for a nice drink and a relaxing cigar.
No, I might join you for one, Scott, and you and Kyle, your hospitality was great today. I got to tell you, I come in and just shoot the breeze with Kyle every now and then when I'm in the neighborhood. But listen, I have to tell you that business has been brisk in the hour that I've been here tonight. A lot of your regulars, but a lot of folks that are coming in for just what you talked about, great gift ideas as well. A little bit about Port Royal, I noticed for the pipe lovers, probably more pipe accessories over there.
Oh, definitely. It's actually probably one of the largest pipe stores in the city of Toledo. Large selection of pipe tobacco, large accessories. We have a wall of pipes to choose from. So,
Coming days, what's your hours? Today's Thursday. Are you open, what, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for sure?
Well, our standard hours are always going to be Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 10. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, is we're open to midnight, and Sunday to 6. However, our holiday hours right now are going to be 9 to 6 on Christmas Eve. Christmas is going to be 9 to 1.
Good stuff, Scott. Thanks for your hospitality today.
Hey,
appreciate it.
Here.
No, but it's been fun. All right, everybody, want to thank all of our guests. Number one, Tim May, Ohio State Buckeye beat writer. He joined us in the first portion of the show tonight. Brian Buckey from Mobile, Alabama. Back at the studios, Jim Cushland. Special thanks to the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Got an announcement from him tomorrow, by the way. Vito's Pizza phone line, ingredients you can trust. Mike Miller from La Casa de Habana. Good night, everybody.